axis like that, and out here's another corner.
I see, it's kind of zigzag.
Yes.
Zigzag. They ever call those zigzag fences?
No, we never did. Rail fence all week ago.
What kind of wooden fences did you have around the you might have it in around the farm?
Plank fence.
Okay. Now a plank fence have the boards right next to one another?
Yes.
And they'd be side by side. What if they were separated a little bit?
There's still a plank fence.
And what if they had a point on them?
Had a what?
A little, they were sharpened. The fence about this high
I don't know, never was into that.
I wondered if you ever used the term a picket fence.
Well, a picket fence is really put up one picket after another, say 4 or 5 foot high.
Oh, really? Now, how's that? You put them
4 or 5 foot high. I used to split them out even, make pickets and put up wire, say, up here, and then one along about that high. And that little instrument that you'd cross them wire, put in a picket and cross it in another.
You mean the picket was kind of used as a post?
It wasn't a post. You had your post, but the picket is just woven in those wires close together. They'd be that, just like that, close together. Nothing could get to it.
Is that something like snow fences or something like
that?
No,
sir. It's similar to that, but then we just call them picket fences.
Uh-huh. But it was when you took that down, if you took that down, would it come down in sections, or would it just come, the only way you could take it down would be one picket at a time?
Right now. It would
be one picket at a time. I see. I don't know how much of this you have around here, but loose stone and rock. What would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock?
Well, some of them call it a stone wall. Well, usually.
Is that what you'd probably call it? All right. And what's the name for good dishes?
Good dishes?
Yeah, the most expensive.
Chinaware.
Right. Now, did you ever raise chickens?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Something they used to put in a chicken's nest, to a hen, to fool her.
A nest egg.
Okay. Was it ever made out of China?
Well, you can get them made out of China, or you can get it out of... They made some in sort of I don't know what it was, but the chickens would eat them eggs up.
Is that right?
Yeah, they were. No eggs. Yeah, they'd eat them up.
No kidding. Something you'd use to carry water from the well.
Well bucket.
Okay. And that was made of wood, right?
We had wooden and cedar buckets, they called them.
Uh-huh.
And then and metal, too.
Okay. Now, do you still call them that in the hardware store, those that you sell?
Cedar buckets are usually referred to them.
Okay. How about those that are made of metal?
You don't see them hardly anymore.
How about the ones made of metal?
Well, they're just galvanized or aluminum.
I see. Okay. And something you do, if you're going out to feed the hogs, you say, I'm going out.
Club bucket.
Okay. Right, and something you used to fry eggs in.
Skillet.
All right. Do you have one of those things at home? I bet you sell them here. They're flat, and they don't have sides on them. And, for instance, you might make something with cornmeal. You might fry cornmeal or pancakes. All right. Something you use, what would you call a heavy iron vessel with a large opening on the top? They used to use it.
Skillet. Case skillet.
Yeah. Well, this would be something that holds gallons of water. You know, it's a great big thing.
Dinner kettle, they used to call them, cast iron.
Okay. And something used for, they might use them in washing clothes, too. They used to
wash pot.
Okay. Is there any difference between a pot and a kettle?
Well, they're both black.
Yeah.
One, usually the term a kettle is, used to call them tea kettles.